And now, entering the ring, Jason Hughes, Dustin Dougie Campbell, and Jason Papaw White, the Triple Threat, here on the Strong Booking Podcast.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Strong Booking Podcast. I just want to thank our sponsors, Wires Insurance Agency. Also want to thank Hightech Signs and Graphics and Prestonsburg Pig and Poke. And, you know, I just want to start this show off, guys, and talk a little bit about part two of WrestleMania. You know, we had a show before that part, but we talked about the part one. Then, you know, we all went and watched part two. So now let's just talk a little bit about it. You know, first thing I want to talk about is Drew McIntyre winning the title. What do you guys think about that?
It's long overdue, in my opinion. I mean, guy came back, you know, was the chosen one at one time by Vince himself, and, you know, had some ups and downs his previous tenure with WWE, left, reinvented himself, came back through NXT, didn't come straight back to main roster. He's NXT first, won the title there, came up, you know, paid his dues, and he was doing a bigger pop. I know times are strange right now, and he didn't get to have his big WrestleMania moment, but he still had one. In all, yeah. He still had one. He got the belt that he came back for. You know, I would have loved to have seen the pop, him winning it in front of like 80,000 people. They would, you know, roof would have probably blew off the place, even though it was outside, you know.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it. And he thanked the fans. He said, it's not for me, it's for us.
Yeah.
You know, everybody. It wasn't just for him, you know. And it was – if you haven't watched the Chronicle on him on the network, you need to. I mean, he thanks a lot of people that helped him get back to where he is now. And I hope that he continues to grow and go, you know, carries on this belt for a while. I don't know, you know, going forward, who knows what's going to happen right now.
Well, I seen one thing, you know, where I interviewed him. He said that, you know, well, it was pre-recorded, so he, you know, he already had the belt. He said he went straight home, you know, right after they recorded. You know, everybody went straight back to their houses. And he said he even locked the belt up in his closet and wouldn't let nobody see it, not even in, like, family or anything, because nobody could know. He wouldn't let nobody know. And he said he watched the show, you know, from beginning to end. And he said it was kind of cool, you know, actually watching it, you know, as a fan. And he said, you know, even he knew he was going to win the belt, but at the same time, while he was watching it, he was, like, pacing the floor, as he said, and everything. And then he finally, he won the match, he went and got the belt out, and he got to celebrate with his family. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, he said that, you know, they all had a good moment in the living room, and a bunch of people called in, a lot of his family called in on Skype and stuff, and they all, you know, celebrated. So that's pretty cool.
Thanks. It sounds like he takes the business seriously.
I mean, he thanks a lot of people.
Yeah. That's good. And he was – seemed like he's real genuine and really, like, just
– Yeah, it's good, you know, not to break kayfabe. But,
yeah. And another thing I want to talk about is the Firefly Funhouse match. I mean, I don't know if it was really a match or not, but that was just that was some wild times and some good stuff.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it was, but I loved it.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
It was great. I heard that there was some backlash from the back about it. I don't know how true that is. You know, you read all kind of things, so I don't know.
I still see how you could.
I would hate to think. Well, I mean, it was pre-recorded. They had time to do what they wanted to with it. If they didn't like it, and yet they still showed it, that's their fault. I mean,
No,
but I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it did what it needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I think the Fiend bounced back from the Goldberg squash, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Showed a different layer to his, you know, a different layer to his gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
was good.
Yeah, no, I mean, us personally, you know, we've talked at work, you know, during all this time, but like these two, the two matches from Mania, you know, the Boneyard Firefly Thunder match, they stole the show in our opinions.
You know, oh yeah.
And I agreed with Jason brought up, you know, this might reinvent WWE right now, and they do more of these cinematic type matches. And, you know, I read something off of it. Yeah. Oh yeah. And you know, we were talking about it yesterday. I read that there were talks or a rumor going around that they could do like a similar type match with Undertaker and Sting.
Yeah, I saw that today too.
Yes, that would be awesome.
I mean, you could definitely do something very great.
Let's just bounce back all the way to TNA when, you know, Broken Matt Hardy first came out and they'd done the first ever deletion match. Yeah. And it was the production. I remember even back then how crazy the fans went and, you know, how much they loved it. Yeah. You know, everybody, like, went crazy for that and loved it. So, now, fast forward a couple years, and WWE does two similar things. And people, once again, love it. So, maybe it's something.
I mean, he could take the age out of it. I mean, you know, with something like that, it doesn't matter what your age is. You could, you could go. You wouldn't have to worry about being in, you know, athletic shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that. You know,
a lot of workarounds.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot yesterday, and you know, Undertaker and AJ, if the match would actually took place live in front of, you know, everybody, how long would the match actually have lasted? And they were able to put together something that we're always going to remember now. And it made the Undertaker look strong again. You know, there was a point where he sat down and, you know, acted like he was out of breath and then, you know, flipped that switch and went on to, you know, beat AJ in that match. But, you know, you could do that same type of thing with, you know, Sting and Undertaker in a match like that, you know. My mind's been racing on what could come from it. Like, what type of match could you, you know?
Yeah.
They could incorporate both Funhouse and Boneyard type stuff. You know, Sting used to be flamboyant, bright face paint, worked his way to the dark. You know,
they could do so many things. They, it could be a crow's nest match or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a,
well, with the Boneyard match, some of my favorite part was the dialogue. I mean, they made the Undertaker seem cool again. You know,
they did.
He was saying, you know, it sounded cool. You know, and that's all I want myself.
You know, bouncing back to the Firefly Funhouse match, I just loved it. You know, they done the stuff when they went back and they put like John Cena in the NWO and stuff. And then it was kind of like, I don't know where they're going with it. It seemed like they were trying to, like, you know, Bray was, or The Fiend, whatever, Bray Wyatt, was trying to write his own script. And, you know, he was putting himself in all these major events that happened over the years, like the NWO and then the Attitude, you know, or the Ruthless Aggression era, you know.
Yeah. He was playing on John fears too. All of that was things that John was afraid of. You know, he was afraid of being a muscle bound idiot. He was he was afraid of everybody thinking he was just another Hulk Hogan. You know, he was afraid of being a heel. I thought it was great.
It was good stuff.
Well, we talked about it yesterday, the NWO part. You know, it was that big heel turn that Cena's never done. You know, they put him in the NWO because Hogan was a face for, you know, his whole career, take your vitamins, do all this stuff. And then, you know, he dropped that leg drop, put that black and white on, and it was history-making. And Cena's never done that. And, you know, that was kind of, you know, mind games. You know, is he going to come back? If Cena comes back now, is he going to do a heel turn? You know, that was something we talked
about. Cena will never do a heel turn.
Right now, Cena is the same age Hogan was when he is. They're both 42 years old. I mean, yeah, I would like to see Cena do a heel turn.
I just don't think he ever does.
Oh, he will.
Yeah, you think so? Given.
Oh, that's you think so? Given. Yeah, yeah. At some point, I mean, I don't know. He might be the only one to never do it, but at some point,
I think he'll be the. I think he'll be the one that will never do it.
I think this was a setup for it. I think
that's what they said the same thing about Hogan for 20 years. So
that's true.
When it happens, it's gonna be all that much better. You're gonna see what you didn't think you would see.
I just don't know. I don't know. Cena just seems. I don't know. He seems like a different person than Hogan.
Cena likes money, same as Hogan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cena will do what Vince wants him to do. If Vince wants him to turn heel, he'll turn heel.
Yeah.
So
the reason, you know, they've said it before, the reason Cena never turned heel was because they didn't need him to.
Yeah.
I mean, he was still selling merch. He was still selling merch, you know, as a good guy. So why do you need him to turn?
Yeah. My thing is, I guess you would never seen Hogan as a good heel either. I just never see Cena being a good heel myself. He's kind of goofy.
Anything's possible. I don't know.
It is, but I would put my money on
Like you said, I never thought Hogan would make a good heel either. Man, he sure did.
He done all right. I wouldn't say he's an amazing heel, but he done good enough. I think Nash and Scott really, you know.
I thought he was good. Yeah. Oh yeah, well they're just cool.
Yeah, well, I thought they kind of.
Hogan's boost. Not really cool. I mean,
They made him.
Look yeah, cool. I agree.
It was just
cool by association.
Exactly. So I think it would take something like that to make Cena look cool as a heel.
Yeah, that, you know, with Hogan doing it, you know, Hogan was the big name they needed.
Yeah, maybe right.
You know, Nash and Hall, they could be whatever they wanted to be, but having Hogan made it so much bigger.
Yeah. So, it definitely made it bigger because he was a big name.
Yeah. So if Cena was to do it, he's going to have to find. I think there's guys like the Hall and the Nash be with him.
Cool guys and people.
Whether it's a modern day NWO, if they actually try to bring it back or they create something totally different, he's got to have some people with him. It's not going to be.
There was so much going on with the NWO that, you know, there was just so much with the Hogan turn.
What if they did bring Cena back with a modern day NWO? How awful would that be?
He deserves better than that. Yeah, he deserves better than this. A repeat. Yeah.
We got a question. Tyler Spradlin asked us what we thought about Charlotte winning that NXT title.
It threw me off. I was surprised. Yeah.
Me too.
I didn't hate it. Yeah,
there's a lot of
bother me.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
The match was good. I mean,
it was a good match.
There was a lot of mixed, scattered info on that result. I guess there was a lot came out said that Rhea got her visa wore out and she had to go back to Australia. Then she comes out and says she's not gone. She's still here. So, I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, we all talked about it. I didn't think it was going to happen. I thought Charlotte was going to put Rhea over and make NXT make NXT look even more mainstream.
Yeah.
And,
but I tell you what it sets up. It set up amazing second match for SummerSlam.
If we get to have a SummerSlam, I mean, you're playing everything week by week now. It's just which WWE is going back live starting tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing live shows starting tomorrow.
That's crazy.
You know, they're going to do live without fans. So,
that's crazy.
Let's see how that goes.
Then,
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, speaking of NXT, you know, that Devlin, you know, got the belt stripped from him because, you know, he can't travel or something. And you know, he was kind of mad about that. It seemed like, I don't know if it was just a shoot, him doing a shoot, or if he was honestly mad.
From everything I read, he seems pretty mad about it.
Yeah, I mean, if he was doing a shoot, then he would really be mad. Was he doing a work? Yeah, maybe a work.
Yeah.
I hope it was a work. If not, they've done some bad business inside by just stripping of a guy and not telling him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not the way you should do business, I wouldn't presume.
I'm going to assume it's a work myself because I just don't see WWE doing that bad of business. So I'm going to play it off as a work. It might not be, but I think it's a work.
Yeah.
Same as I think, yeah, I'm with you, know, Dougie. The Ronda thing, I think it's a work too.
Yeah.
Because why would she come out a year later with this?
Yeah. Well, now she's followed up today and was saying that, you know, that the fans couldn't understand that she was doing a work and, you know, she was just working the fans when she said that. Which exactly. Is dumb. I mean, if you're working the fans and you get heat, then you've done your job. Just lay back and enjoy the heat.
Yep.
Don't come out and tell us, you know.
See, I didn't know she came out with that. So, yeah, she
screwed me up. Yeah, I saw that today.
Yeah,
we got another question. Tyler asked another one. Justin Maynard asked us, do you think Drew McIntyre gets a decent title run, or do they somehow get Brock the belt back? You know,
he'll get a couple months.
I can see Brock going back to SmackDown.
Possibly, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, that's just because with Roman Reigns right now saying he's not going to wrestle, Fox wanted Roman or Brock as champ. If Roman's not going to wrestle, who's going to be there? Brock.
See, that's what's wrong with WWE. They'll
let
Drew. Too many ears in the water. Too many mouths in the water. Who cares what Fox wants?
Yeah, Vince does because
I know, but that's ruining him, though.
Fox. Well, Fox signed the checks, man. I mean,
I know, but it's just that's what's ruining wrestling, though.
This how all this was set up, you know. Brady losing that belt to Goldberg. Roman was supposed to beat him at Mania. It didn't matter who you put in that match. Goldberg was losing that belt.
Yeah.
And
honestly, you can give anybody the belt, and they can do whatever they want. They should be able to make anything good.
Yeah.
They should, but they're
you should
not.
Be able to give Brock the – yeah, you should be able to give Brock –
You know, I just, in my opinion, I don't like the whole Fox agreement now. It's like Fox is running WWE, in my opinion, as far as SmackDown goes.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, and it's not
USA. You don't see USA coming out and saying, hey, I want this guy's champion. I want this one. You know, Fox is, you know, telling you what you're going to do and who's going to be champ.
It'd be like TNT telling AEW who they want to be champ, who they want. You know, it looks bad to me.
It's not a good business deal.
No, well, I mean, just you're coming. I know Brock's the big draw, and Roman's supposed to be the big draw, but what they're not seeing is like a good portion of your fans. Like, really don't care for either one of them.
You
can't create new stars like that. There's no way of building a new superstar like that.
Exactly.
Like, personally, I didn't like Brock as a part-timer. I didn't like him coming to win the belt and not being on TV for a year, for the most part, maybe defending it two times in a year. But now that he's on regularly, it doesn't bother me. I just never was a Roman Reigns fan.
I don't know. What's killing me the most, especially with the belts, is these stupid 10-minute matches we keep getting. You know, eight moves total. It's just destroying it. I wouldn't care if Brock was champion if he was going on a 25-minute dogfight. So we were on the topic of, you know, Vince McMahon rules it all, basically. It's his decision on, you know, on champions.
And, yeah. It's his money. He can buy about what champion he wants.
10-minute matches, those have got to go. Or at least for the title. I mean, that's got to go.
Yeah. If you can't go more than 10 minutes, you shouldn't in a world title.
No. Those matches should be 20 minutes, 30 minute matches. Especially at a pay-per-view. Jesus.
Yeah, it's different if it was on like a Raw or SmackDown, but not.
Yeah, that's a different situation. Not a pay-per-view, though.
You tune into those for high caliber matches that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, I don't know. I'm just a fan right now of NXT is what I like to watch more than I do
Raw. Well, yeah, you know, they have the matches. Their matches are always, you know, 20, 30-minute matches, and they're good matches.
Like me and Jason were talking about it yesterday, how the full circle came around. He actually brought that to my attention with Gargano and Ciampa. You know, it started out when Gargano finally won the belt. Ciampa come out, you know, with Gargano's wife, and they all hugged in the ring.
Yeah.
And you know, they've turned on each other a few times since then. But the way that match ended this past week, you know, she came out. She hit both of them with the low blow, you know. And then Gargano ended up winning. But at the end, they all three hugged in the middle of the ring. You know, it kind of come full circle. She was telling them to quit, you know. It was over. That was it. You know, just let it be. Let bygones be bygones, and you go back to being friends, you know. It was good storytelling. You know, it really was. He brought that to my attention yesterday.
That's how a good storyline is supposed to go. It's supposed to tie up all the loose ends and come full circle and have a conclusion.
Yeah. And you got that. You got that now. I mean, they can go back and they can do singles, or they could go back and be a tag, or do both, you know. Do single stuff, and then if time comes, they could be together, you know, or have each other's backs, you know, when it comes down to it, you know. And, you know, I like that. And you brought that, you know, I didn't even think of that. And you brought that to me yesterday, and I thought about that, you know, for the rest of the evening and even today leading up to this, you know, something I want to, you know, talk about.
Yeah, you know, even this week, I think, NXT beat AEW in the ratings, so.
They got them by, I think it was 692 to 693, I think, it was 1,000 viewers. You know, I know this week AEW's, what they're advertising is a step up from the week before. You got the heavyweight belt on the line this week.
Yeah.
Hager and Moxley. There was another match. I can't remember what it was I saw earlier. But, you know, the two matches I saw are a lot better than what was advertised for last week. Even though last week was more like a, you know, as far as AEW goes, promo week. That's what I call it. You know, you had Matt. You started out with Jake Roberts promo at the beginning. I liked it. You know, just building up, you know, his client. And then you had Matt Hardy's.
The thing is, though, with all these promos and stuff, well, we spoke about this the other day. I just can't get into wrestling right now because there's no crowd. Like, it's been hard for me to watch. Like especially, like, you know, people doing promos and stuff. I just ain't been able to get into it.
It's different.
It's different.
I enjoy it. It don't matter what's out there. I would love for there to be fans there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of storylines that kind of got killed out by not being fans. Actually, we talked about one. We ain't even talked about it as far as a WrestleMania recap. Edge and Orton.
That's a good match, though.
It was a good match, but it was built on fan reaction. You know, Orton beating up Edge, beating up Edge's wife, you know, just you're looking for that crowd reaction. And, you know, it was – but the match itself, I guess what it came out, it was the second longest Mania match ever.
Yeah.
I believe they said. And, I mean, I enjoyed it. And there was a – I know there was a lot of people out there questioning a part in the match itself, you know. I know, Jason, if you're thinking of that, it was too far. Yeah, I know.
No, we wasn't.
But I'm just saying, it was. It got brought up, though. It was, you know, it was trending, you know, the segment that took place. And we won't even talk about it. I'm just saying there was a segment during the match that people, you know, it started trending, you know, that should they have done that. You know, if you watch the match, you might know what it is. If not, you know.
Maybe they shouldn't have, but I didn't take anything into it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's people are digging too deep into stuff and trying to make connections.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would be like saying that, you know, I heard Hitler punched a guy one time, so now we can't punch people no more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I never thought about it, and you know,
it crossed my mind.
It never crossed my mind when it happened.
Just because I come fresh off of watching what I watched beforehand, but you know, it wasn't like something I was on there just.
And that's the only reason it crossed everybody else's minds, because it was.
That's why I mean, that's
fresh watching that. Yeah. You know, if nobody had ever watched, wouldn't have came out. Nobody would have even batted an eye.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it would have to be extremely fresh on your mind. Like watched it and then directly watched it like back to back.
That's what I'm saying.
A week later, and I never thought nothing about it. I just thought the match was too long, and I didn't enjoy it. That's all I thought.
Yeah, it was too long, but I did enjoy it.
You know, without the crowd, a lot of those matches could have been great. If it had a crowd, you know, that's the truth. The Otis and Mandy thing would have been spectacular.
Oh, man. It would have been amazing.
Yeah, that reaction at the end when she came out and, you know, saved him and actually got his WrestleMania moment. You know, that might be the only time he has a singles match at WrestleMania. Yes.
And to Drew, say that about Drew getting a world title.
That could be a one-time thing for him. You don't know. You know, it's all...
Yeah,
you could have gave him the fireworks and the pyro and the confetti, and you know, you could have solidified this guy as your next world champion.
And that's like, you know, with Drew, as far as Drew goes, like when you watch that, I guess that Chronicle thing was recorded, or some of it was recorded before Mania, some of it was after. You know, the struggles he went through, and then like winning the Rumble, you know, at the time when he won the Rumble, he thought there was going to be 80,000 people.
Yeah.
That's when he came right out. You know, I know it's all planned, but, you know, coming out challenging Brock.
Yeah.
Big time match, you know. Got his new – it showed him getting his new shirt with the dagger going, you know, all that stuff, you know, shots at Brock. He loved it. And then find out there's not going to be anybody there. Or is there going to even be a Mania? You know, he built his career back up to get to this point. And then it about got took away from something he didn't even, you know, it wasn't his fault or anybody's fault. You know, he about lost it. And then what would have happened if it would have got canceled and this match never happened? Would it ever?
It ain't even just that. You can see, you know, all around wrestling, just when NXT and AEW are in the 600,000s, when they've been, you know, roughly around a million. They've been roughly around a million beforehand. You know, you just see that it's dropping off. And, you know, it's just not as entertaining to people as before.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, that's weird because you think with nobody at the live shows,
a lot of people are watching the highlights too. You know what I mean?
That's all I watch is highlights. You get mad at me. I don't know why you're so upset.
A lot of people watching highlights.
I'm just a highlight. I'm
not gonna say highlight reel.
I'm not gonna say 3 hours of nonsense.
I ask nothing. Me, I watch highlights too.
Yeah, just not after all
I watch the real match.
I'll watch a match or two if I feel like they're
match gonna be good. I'm just giving you a hard time. You know what? I'm asking you a question.
They give Drew the
world title, and they give Braun the world title, and I'm pretty sure Braun ain't gonna get a hold of that title long. You know,
They should
have just switched one title. Yep. It makes me feel like Drew. It to me in some strange way. It diluted what Drew did by giving Braun a title at the same time.
Sort of.
You know, because I know that Braun packing that title is a short-lived thing. It's a short-lived thing. He's just a placeholder champion.
Well, that title kind of is.
Test drive the title for a little bit, but
that title is kind of meaningless to me. I feel like. I guess it was, what it, the is it the Universal now? I guess. One Braun has.
Which one? No,
Braun's.
Universal.
Braun got the Universal?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah, they just changed the color from red to blue.
All right.
Yeah, I just think that title's kind of meaningless at the time, or just it's been meaningless.
Yeah, I've never liked the title. I just don't like the name of it.
No. I think anybody who holds it just doesn't hold any. You don't hold any value.
Well, really, none of their titles hold value, to be honest. I mean,
not anymore, no. They've kind of lost their value.
We got a couple of questions. First one is from Mike that we work with. I guess used to work with right now.
That's harsh, bro.
Well, I mean, you know.
Go ahead.
And he believes that he thought it was good for NXT to beat AEW in the rankings, kind of gets people more intrigued to watch, you know, both shows. And then he said that he believes that they're going to give Bray the belt back and see the build up on that.
I agree.
I don't know if Bray needs the belt, though.
He's going to beat Braun. Braun ain't going to keep that belt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it Bray versus Braun right now, though? I don't know.
From those promos from SmackDown, it's let me in, Braun. You know, it's.
I got you.
You missed the highlight, man.
I missed all of SmackDown, to be honest.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I even sent it to you in the group too. So we're not.
You guys sent like 2,800 messages. So.
Yeah, I watched it.
And then, they're going to. Yeah, Braun. Bray. Cut a promo on Braun from the Funhouse, and it was good. I enjoyed it. So I don't think they're going to put Bray in a title match like that or give him giving the title back.
If he's in the title match, he's going to win it.
You don't need it. Yeah, unless you're trying to just kill him off.
Yeah.
I think they'll let Braun defend it a time or two and have Bray play some mind games with him.
Maybe, yeah.
Because, I mean, I read a thing that they're going to let Sheamus and Braun or Nakamura and Braun are going to be that's going to be this first title defense, one of those two. I think Bray might pop up during that match and try to distract him a little bit to see if he's in it.
He already defended the title against Nakamura.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
See, I missed that.
Yeah, that was on SmackDown.
That was the main event, wasn't it?
I guess. Was there really even a main event? I don't know. That was a matchup.
Yeah. So, but I mean, are they going to do it real quick? I mean, they're going back live now. What? I mean, they're not going to do that on a live show. I mean, but as far as Money in the Bank pay per view goes, you know, it's canceled from what I saw. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Braun's going to keep that belt for a little bit, and they're just going to play mind games for a while. He'll probably defend it on SmackDown against competitors here and there, but eventually, hopefully, I think they're working for this to get back to where they can have a actual venue and do a pay-per-view with fans, and then that's probably when Bray will win that belt back, and then you're going to go back to the Bray versus Roman. It's going to happen after that, more than likely. So It all comes full circle.
Yes.
Roman will get that belt at some point this year.
Roman's going to get that belt.
Yeah. How you're going to get it to him, you know, it's just going to happen.
You're right.
Yeah.
But we had another question. Justin Maynard asked us if we think Gronk will actually wrestle in the ring, or is he going to just be a TV personality? I know he's got the 24/7 title right now, but that
I think
if Gronk Hurt has that, I don't want to watch.
I think he's a TV personality, but I mean, he could wrestle. He's got size, that's for sure.
They kind of try to tease it that.
Do nothing.
They kind of tease it that at Mania, I guess, when Mojo won the belt and cost Gronk from winning it, you know, pulled him off and then won it. Those two can maybe have a match, you know.
I don't want to see him wrestle at all, to be honest. It is what it is. I tell you who I really like.
That would give Mojo a chance to actually be on TV or something. I don't know.
Who's the guy with Daniel Bryan right now?
Drew Gulak.
Yeah, Drew Gulak. I really like him. I think he's people like him should be in the title picture.
Yeah. He, you know, he's been 13 different gimmicks, it seems like, since he's been in WWE, too. He's had long hair, short hair. Now he's some kind of technical wrestler, you know, being a coach. I could see him in a tag team.
Yeah, that's what I thought they were going to be.
A tag team would be pretty nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Braun, Roman, or to be honest, I kind of like the theme, but I'm not a huge fan of Bray Wyatt myself.
Oh, God. It's one of the best things they got.
I'm just not a huge fan of them. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what to say to that, man. You just named off every wrestler in the world and said you're not a huge fan of them.
So I named off three guys that are all in the mix right now. I don't know. You like Braun?
I like Braun when he first became a singles competitor, not now. After he had so many chances to win the belt and they didn't give it to him.
I don't know.
Do you I like Braun? Roman?
No, not really. No, I don't dislike him. I have nothing against him. I don't like him. They're all right. Nothing special. I mean, now Bray, I think Bray is great. I mean, Bill Bray. Right, understands business, and that's how it is. I mean, win or lose, it's just supposed to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the feeding gimmicks, it's fun for sure. But as far as wrestling goes, I don't care much for him.
Well, let's get off the WWE train and talk about the one big. Well, I guess it's WWE related. The Revival finally getting released.
Oh yeah, let's just talk about that
right before we end this show. Let's get a little
the top guys talk
on them. The top guys, the
Shattered Machine.
You know they're officially changed their Twitter names, so I mean they're
they're gone.
Now, Cash Wheeler and Dax something.
They're AEW bound.
Hardwood or something.
AEW bound.
Yeah, they're AEW bound. That was given.
Yeah.
Just a matter of time. The Young Bucks have been at beef for years.
Yeah.
AEW has a stacked tag division. So, I mean, it's even better.
When they do get in there, we'll get a 30-minute slobber knocker between them and the Young Bucks. It'll be great.
And, you know, me and Jason talked about it. You know, they've recorded the last, I think they said 25, 30 matches for a month worth for AEW, but they can still go somewhere
and record a little promo.
They could record a promo or anything anywhere. And
it'll be the end of the year before we see them wrestle, I think.
I don't know.
Well, they got a 90-day no wrestling clause.
No, they don't.
No, they have no.
They're free.
No.
Well, they are free.
How'd they get away with that?
Well, one of them's contract expired.
Not in their contract, man.
Yeah, I got you. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, they're free to go, and you know they could do a recorded promo somewhere, and they could plug it in on any Dynamite for the next month, saying they're coming. And you know, I read a thing that QT Marshall, that wrestles for AEW, that's where they're recording all this stuff right now. And he has a gym right outside of Atlanta. I mean, at the end of this month, they're supposed to go and record another 25 to 30 matches. So, I mean, they can be thrown in easy.
Yeah, I mean,
it's smooth.
I mean, they could show up Wednesday if they wanted to. Yeah. I mean, it's no big deal.
I wish they'd save them, though, for a crowd match, though. But it is what it is. I don't want to do.
There's no way of knowing that. I mean,
I know, that's what I'm saying. It is what it is.
They might be drawing their Social Security before we get a crowd match.
You're right. They didn't make shit with nothing in WWE.
Yeah. Well, they turned down big money for a tag team to get out of there. They were ready to go.
They
were done. Yeah, I think that last contract that was offered to them was $500,000 a piece.
They're terrible anyways. They ain't got nothing on the Usos.
Uh-huh. Ain't got nothing against the Usos. I like them. But the Revival was very...
I'm just messing with you.
WWE could have a killer tag team division. They just don't market it right. I mean...
Yeah.
But that's part of how you... Sorry, go ahead.
Their style didn't work with WWE. I mean... The Revival style didn't work with WWE. No. Just the way it is.
Yeah, you had.
They, you know.
They're just that ahead, old go. School. They're that old school. Like you were talking about. That's the old Andersons. You know, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Them and the Bucks would be them versus the Rock and Roll Express from back in the day.
I tell you one thing, I hope. You know, I think you Breath mentioned this. Versus Rock and Roll. Jason. You said that AEW was thinking about getting a belt for like teams of three.
Yep.
Like, I pray they don't do that.
That was just something that was brought up. They were doing like part of me, you know, where all those guys that kind of run, you know, the Bucks and Omega.
Yeah.
You know, they wrestled for years, New Japan. They had a 6-man tag belt over there. They were 6-man tag belts themselves.
Yeah.
Or champs over there.
The NWA had one the whole time. They weren't existing.
I don't like the idea.
I thought that was going to be the big announcement at one time, but it wasn't.
All of the 80s had a 60.
I like the little tournament. Oh, that's what it is. You get the other quarterfinals this week in AEW for the
– Yeah.
On that TNT championship. So,
no, I do like that. I like that.
I like the little tournament. You get one more match today or this Wednesday. I think it was Colt Cabana versus Lance Archer. I believe it's the match this week that was advertised along with the title match. So, that could be two. Which they're building up Lance Archer as an unstoppable force right now. So,
I'd say he'll squash Colt.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it. Yeah, that's a given.
Yeah.
I think it'll end up being Lance versus Cody in the finals of that because basically they've been calling Cody out since Jake and him arrived, and Cody's kind of saying no, no, no. And do they give Cody that belt at the end, or is it?
I think Lance gets it. If it's, it comes down to him and Lance, I think Lance gets it. But who knows?
I don't know.
Cody's been, I mean, he's been doing a good job of, like, putting people over and running storylines. So, kudos to him.
Yeah.
Well, we're at the 6:57 mark here. I'd say it's time to wrap her up. So I'm going to go ahead and thank our sponsors again, McGuire's Insurance Agency, High Tech Signs and Graphics, and Prestonburg Picnic Boat. Thank you guys for, you know, helping us out. Also, I want to say thanks for the fans for watching and everything. You guys got anything to say?
I want to thank
– stay safe and God bless.
Yep. No want to say thanks to producer Kevin, you know, putting this all together for us. Yep. D&D Sports Network. For you know, bringing us on board, and as far as you strong booking fans and everybody else that's tuned in this week, we got a little special announcement that's going to take place later on this week.
So oh, yeah.
Stay okay. tuned on that. I don't want to give anything out on it right now, but we got an announcement this week. So just be keeping up with our page, and we'll find something out this week.
All right, you've been booked.
You've been listening to the Strong Booking Podcast. Your hosts are Jason Hughes, Dustin Dougie Campbell, and Jason Papaw White. Your producer is Kevin Horn. This has been a production of Hat Media Services.